It's Thursday afternoon. We're catching up with our Thursday afternoon chat with the leader of One Nation, Mark Latham. And Mark, let me see. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Coon Island is going to be renamed. This is for locals of the Hunter and of interest for others. Coon Island's going to be renamed. Lake Macquarie Council has voted, I think it was 8-5, to scrap the offensive name at Monday night's meeting. And the council's going to submit a proposal to the Geographical Names Board to rename the island. Is it Pirita Island? Is that
Pirita. It sounds like a Brazilian restaurant chain, Pirita.
I
don't think anyone's going to relate to Pirita Island. And this was a council-generated controversy, Brent, where they were doing some capital works, some improvement works on Coon Island there at Lake Macquarie, and one of the councillors said, oh, we need to change the name. And then they went out to community consultation, and 56% of the community said, no, keep the name. So what does the council do? They go to change it. I mean, what needs to be a majority? Is 56%, 70%, 80% before the council realises this was a non-issue, a non-controversy until the council made it that way and then defied the wishes of their own community? Well, what's the point in having local government if you don't listen to the local people? So I just find it an amazing example of generating a controversy and arrogantly snubbing your nose at your own community.
True. Staff at the Inner City Council, speaking of council is another council, staff at an Inner City Council are going to undergo unconscious bias. Now, Mark, I've read this story, and honestly, I read it, and I was so confused by the end of it. I took it out, and I showed it to my wife in the kitchen, and I said, have a read of this, Dale. Can you make any sense of this? And she read it, and she looked at me, and she said, what a load of BS.
Well, this is the council based on Leichhardt and Marrickville here in Inner Sydney. And their theory is that when the British came here in 1788, the Indigenous were living a life of gender diversity. That is, boys could be girls, girls could be boys, and there weren't fixed gender roles. Well, this is just some bizarre, crazy rewriting of history. We're obviously in Indigenous communities, they had gender roles. The men were hunter-gatherers primarily. The women looked after the kids in the home front primarily. And the idea that the British came in, and it was only when the British arrived here that people started to realise there were men and there were women and they were biologically different, it's just, you've really got to wonder what planet they're from, haven't you?
You do. And what do you say? You say in the article that the policy ignores basic biology science.
Well, it does, and history. I mean, Aboriginal tribes, quite, truthfully in history, had initiation ceremonies whereby the boys became men and leaders of the tribe. Now, that's just a matter of historical fact. And ultimately, I think this Inner West Council, they're very disrespectful to the Indigenous in rewriting their history in a way that's just quite bizarre.
We've just won a bronze in the 4x200 freestyle relay. In the women's 4x200 freestyle relay. I want to ask you a quick question because I'm running out of time. Did you watch the opening of the Tokyo Olympics on Friday night?
Oh, I flicked over, but it was unwatchable, wasn't it? I mean, you've ever seen anything so boring? I mean,
well, if you
I decided to go out and watch the paint dry.
I mean, it
wasn't the best, but obviously they were limited by no audience there and the COVID restrictions and all that. So we're probably lucky that there is a Tokyo Games, but no, the opening ceremony certainly wasn't up there with the great spectaculars of our time.
And we're doing all right. We're holding our own. I think we've got about six or seven gold medals now.
Oh, we're going fantastic. It's the only good thing happening at the moment. So,
it is, isn't it? And you know, that's reflected in Channel 7's ratings as well. The ratings for the Tokyo Olympics are far better than it was for Rio and London, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's cheaper than therapy.
Well said. All right, Mark. Always good to catch you, mate. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you, Mark. See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Mark Latham, leader of One Nation in New South Wales.